Toby, you ever eat ecstasy?
No.
Glad we cleared that up. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday on B. Mitch and Finley.
Were you thinking I had?
No. Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Loved throughout the DMV and now available. You can buy it everywhere in Maryland, but now you can buy it in Virginia. Toby, you don't drink much vodka, but when you do, what do you prefer?
Scotty's.
That's a boy. B. Mitch and Finley, Triple A poll of the day. Which team impressed you more last night, the Cowboys or the Eagles?
Cowboys, probably. Eagles were kind of underwhelming, if anything. The Cowboys had such low expectations, they could do anything. If they could just walk down the field, it would have been impressive. There were such low expectations for them. I thought they were impressive on offense.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, especially in the first half, that weather delay just screwed up that whole game.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, and there was almost, you know, a full quarter played before that in the third quarter, but still, there wasn't a whole lot going on in that second half overall. But, I mean, Dak looked good. CD looked good, aside from dropping some balls. Like, he was open.
All right.
I don't know. Cowboys offense looked okay.
B. Mitch Finley, AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. All right. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. And for the last hour of the show, it's just going to be the boys talking ball. There's nothing better. Nothing better than the boys talking ball. Seriously, it's like one of my favorite pastimes. It's
probably
Probably why I have this job. Give me one key to a burgundy and gold victory on Sunday, Tobo.
I mean, we've talked about it all day, from guests to alluding to it. Got to keep Jaden upright. Give him some time, and I don't trust. I know Tiki was talking about Paulson Adebo. He's coming off a broken femur, JP. He might look impressive so far, but, you know, he was good with the Saints. He wasn't great. That's your number one corner. Deontay Banks is still a question mark. Drew Phillips. I think they can take advantage in the passing game because I actually think that Terry is going to start reasonably well for missing as much time as he did. If they can stop that pass rush or at least neutralize it a little bit, and who's to say that they're not going to blitz like the Dallas did last night and not keep their integrity and let Jaden outside the pocket. But if they can keep him upright, I think Jaden's going to have a field day.
I think Jaden is going to be so flipping good. Yes, the Giants have invested a lot in the pass rush. We had Bob Papa on yesterday who calls Giants games and has been close to the Giants organization for 30, 40 years. And he said, you know, it looks like this, but I remember when Washington had the four first-rounders on their D-line, and they were supposed to be dominant,
yeah.
Right? Allen, Payne, Sweat, Young, and they weren't dominant. They were good. They were good flashes for sure. I just think Tunsil's really good. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I understand it's a division game. We watched a division game last night. These things tend to be tight. I think Jaden is so ready to be great. And I've watched just about every throw this summer. I just think he's so dialed. And, yeah, you got to protect him. But I think he'll also protect himself.
Yeah.
And his ability to make plays when they're not there. I thought, forgive me, I can't remember if it was DQ or if it was Cliff. But somebody got asked about, like, hey, you know, it's really hard to stay so successful on fourth down. It was DQ. And he owned it. He's like, yeah, we know that. It's the level of success we had on fourth down last year is hard to do, but we try to consider a few different things. We want to really know where our kicker's good from, so we know in our minds in advance where we're going for it, and that can impact our third down play calls. So it's not willy-nilly, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's not Riverboat Ron going with his gut, right? We've heard this story 1,000 times. It is extremely data-based when they're going for it on fourth down. And so DQ said, we got to know where our kicker's comfortable. We got to know where we're going to go for it. And sure, you know, there could be some regression, but we also got Jaden.
Yeah.
And I keep going back to that because I think it's a difference.
It's kind of crazy, and it's going to sound crazy when I say this, but hear me out. It almost feels like Commanders fans, they love Jaden so much, but they're almost underrating him going into this year, JP. It's almost like they think he's special, but like, oh, I'm nervous the offense could start slow or this and that. If you need to feel better about Sunday, if for whatever reason you're a little uneasy, go watch Jaden Daniels' highlights. That guy's going to be fine. Like, that dude is already one of the most special quarterbacks in the league. And so no matter what matchup you step into, you feel good about it. You've got the better quarterback, with the exception of maybe if you're facing Lamar or Josh Allen or Mahomes or Burrow, and that's about it. So stepping into Sunday's game, not saying it's going to be a cakewalk, but you're stepping in with a quarterback that is hands down the best player on the field. And when you've got that, you've got the advantage in any matchup. So I'm not worried going into Sunday. Not saying they're going to win definitively, but I'm not that worried going into Sunday because you've got a star. And the thing that I've said throughout the offseason, he's shown on the field that he's a special player. But you just heard from us talking with Jory Epstein. The thing that I bet on with Jaden isn't necessarily the ability on the field.
The work.
It's the guy.
It's the prep.
I can bet on Jaden Daniels putting in the necessary work to be ready to go. And so with that, I'm not that nervous about Sunday because I just have to watch one Jaden Daniels throw. I mean, the uneasiness of the Terry McLaurin situation, JP, going all throughout training camp and all these things. I'd walk out to camp and watch Jaden throw one ball. I'm like, you know what? Even if things go south, it's okay. They've got five.
Dude, Tischler and I did this on the Beltway Football Show yesterday. Like, we were doing this game breakdown, and I really believe the Giants' D-line is their strength, right?
Yeah.
I get that. I think Washington's O-line now is a strength. Like, acquiring Laremy Tunsil is a really big deal, and then you draft a first-rounder that's going to play right tackle for you. Allegretti or Wiley? I don't know. We'll find out. I kind of think they're leaning Allegretti. We'll find out Sunday. Brandon Coleman showed real guts last year playing left tackle as a rookie. And there was good and there was bad. But I think Brandon Coleman at guard could be really good. Biadasz is really good. Like, I acknowledge every game in the NFL is a threat. Teams can lose whenever.
Yeah.
Like, you can old takes exposed me here if you want to. Like, obviously, New York is a threat. They're a good football team. They have good players. Like, it's the NFL. If you could predict the NFL week to week, you'd be a very rich person. You can't. But all that said, I always circle back to Jaden. Like, all roads lead to Jaden. You know what I mean? And what Tischer and I got into it yesterday is, like, you know, we were all really concerned about the Terry thing. I wasn't. I always thought they'd get the Terry deal done. And we didn't waver from that on this program. And I'm not concerned about Terry, like, not being there long enough. If you are, you're entitled to it. Like, I can understand the logic if that's a concern, but it's not a concern for me. Now, Malik Nabers is a concern.
Yeah.
Dexter Lawrence, right? Like,
there's definitely questions about the team, but this is what frustrated me with, you know, the big article this offseason about how lucky the Commanders were. How lucky is it when Patrick Mahomes has the ball last and his team wins? Is that lucky? Because I don't think that's lucky. I think that's having one of the best quarterbacks in the league and him going out there and doing his thing. How many times last year was it Jaden Daniels had the ball last and his football team won? That's not luck. That's having the better quarterback. That's what happens in the NFL.
They practice it. People, I think, really underestimate the impact hiring a dude like Dave Gardy made. Dave Gardy worked for the NFL for decades and was in charge of operations, like game operations, like how the rules work, how the clock works. Then you bring that dude onto your staff to help you with the clock at the end. You know how, like, so many coaches bungle that stuff. Washington, forget end of game. Go back and check. Maybe ChatGPT can do this. I don't really know how to use ChatGPT, but that's a popular thing to say. I'd love to know how many points the Commanders stole at the end of halves when they had 48 seconds and they were able to get three. Like, those little things that they coach and practice make a huge difference at the end result. And I've planted a flag. People have to get comfortable with expectations. PFT commenter said it this morning, like, it's weird feeling expectations. You should have them.
Yeah.
I think this is a good football team.
Yeah, it's a privilege to have those, right? And not to say that they're going to win 12 games or they're going to win 10 games. We don't know. Like you said, you roll the ball out and see what happens. Roll the helmets out and see what happens. But you feel as confident as possible because the coaching staff is competent, can make adjustments, can make a game plan that works. You've got the better quarterback in just about every matchup you're going to step into. And you've got a team that feels like it's going to be prepared. And by the way, a team that went 12-5 and went to the NFC Championship last year is probably better on paper this year. So you're not guaranteed anything, but everything possible that they could do to make sure that they're ready to roll and that they can repeat what they did last year and take a step forward, I think they've done it.
Dude, and I'm also just done with like the regression sophomore slump conversation. Like the games are here. The games are what matter. They go 10-7 and win the wild card game. Like, is that bad? You know
no,
what I mean?
No.
Like, to me, it's make the playoffs, try to win the division. And then the win total count is every year in the NFL, every season is a living, breathing organism that shifts and grows and shrinks and moves throughout a 17 game, 18 week marathon of a meat grinder. So like trying to draw too much from last year is just folly.
Yeah.
It's not particularly relevant, honestly. It does the ass kicking of the Browns in week 6 matter?
No.
No. So like stop trying to draw from that. And what B always says, the windshield's way bigger than the rear view. Like we're on to Cincinnati, man. It's week 1. It's the boys talking ball.
Yeah, 100%. I think, too, we've talked about how difficult the schedule is this year compared to last year. I think the nuance that maybe we haven't done a good enough job of talking about with it, JP, is it is a more difficult schedule in the sense that there's no cupcakes. Like last year, there were a couple of games where you could have brought your C-level game and probably won, and in some cases they did. Like the Saints in the second half, they win that game, right? There's no real cupcakes aside from maybe if you don't believe in the Raiders or a couple of games here or there. But I think they're the better team in a majority of their games. So would it be crazy to see them get to 11 wins, 12 wins again?
No.
No.
I don't think you should expect them to fall back.
Correct.
Now, injuries happen that, like, what are expectations for the Bengals if Burrow gets hurt? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's football.
Injuries happen, it's football. But outside of that, my expectations are this is a good team. They're going to play good football, and they're going to contend.
100%.
And that could be whatever numerical value you want to assign it. I just don't care.
Yeah, 100%. You got to go out there and win football games. And I think it's right to have expectations for this team. And I think they have expectations. So I'm excited for Sunday to kick it off. Excited to see what the guys look like.
Hell yeah. John is in Aldi. Johnny, it's the boys talking football.
Hell
what's up?
Yeah. What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You guys do a great job covering the team, and it's a pleasure listening to you guys every day.
Thanks, dude.
I'm just so excited, man, for this weekend, for this new season to start. My kids are young kids, 10, 12, and, you know, like, they're finally able to get into it and actually have a competent, good team to, like, root for. So, oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Looking forward to seeing our new playmakers out there, Debo and our – looking to see how our offensive line does against that strong defensive front that Giants have. I think we'll do well. I think our guys are ready with Tunsil and John Connerly on the other end. So, like, as long as we win that battle in the trenches, I think we have a great chance of winning this weekend, and I'm super excited about it. So let's go, Commanders.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate the call, John.
I'm excited to see Connerly in his debut. Interested to see what the Giants are going to do, throwing different guys at him. But I've been impressed by some things that I've seen. I think there's some places he needs to grow. But you're right. I think that offensive line is now a strength of this team, and it hasn't been the case in quite some time.
Should we dial this in? Predictions?
Sure.
Confidence level?
Sure.
I think you and I feel... Listen, my confidence is not guaranteeing victory, right? But I think they've got a good team. I think they're going to be ready to play, and assuming all things fire correctly, they win the game.
Correct.
So I would say I'm confident.
Yeah, very confident.
NFC East games are tricky, man. Like, I get all the stuff. They barely beat the Giants twice last year. I get it.
Well, and people that are worried that they're maybe going to start slow, I can understand that because of the various factors that they can point out. And also look at last night's game when both offenses didn't play a ton in preseason. And both of them just marched right up and down the field in the first half and were firing all cylinders right away. So, yeah, there's some weird things that can happen, but I feel pretty confident they're going to step out there and be ready to roll week one. And if they play their best football and they play to their standard, they're going to win the game against the Giants.
White Brian, you're a Giants fan. You're here sometimes, and you listen to us talk about the burgundy and gold with some frequency. You're aware of last season. You're aware of this season. You're aware of the change from Tommy DeVito to Russ Wilson. You're aware of the addition of Abdul Carter. You're aware of the addition of Deebo Samuel. How are you feeling going into this game?
I'm feeling good in terms of I think the Giants have something to prove. I think that D-line's really good, and it's going to be a very competitive game. The issue arises when it's a close game and number five on the Commanders has the ball to win the game.
So your confidence level as a Giants fan of a Giants victory?
3.5. Only way they win is if they are up double digits in the fourth.
3.5 out of 4, 3.5 out of 10, 3.5 on what scale, sir?
3.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay.
Professor Landini, you are here regularly.
That is correct.
Landfill, of all the people, Landfill is the most dependable.
Yes.
Remarkable that that's true.
I mean, that tells you what the scene is like on the Beamish and Finley program. Professor Mulligatawny.
That's correct.
Confidence level going into Commanders Giants?
Extremely high. I have complete confidence in Jaden Daniels. I'm like, I'm just going to say 10 Ooh. Out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. They're getting this done. I have zero faith in Russell Wilson anymore. He's on, what, his fourth team in 4 years? That's the sign of a guy who's not good anymore.
It's also, he's got to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, you're a pain in the ass, dude.
Giants ain't getting it done. Commanders win.
Landfill's a 10 out of 10.
I love that.
Toby tells us how high he goes when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley. All season. Toby, what's your confidence level? Commanders get the dub this weekend.
8 out of 10. There are definitely scenarios. It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. But I'm pretty confident this team is going to come out and give a good performance, give their best effort, and I think everything's on the Commanders on Sunday. If they play well, they win the game.
Toby says everything's on the Commanders. If they play well, they win the game. What does Rusty in Delaware say? Rusto, what up?
Hey, fellas, how you doing today?
What's going on, man?
So my confidence level is high, too. I'll match that, Toby. I'll be an 8 out of a 10. I think the keys to the game are the defense can't give up any big explosive plays. I'm really interested to see what the secondary is going to do. I think there's a lot of promise in that. And I also think that McLaurin must score. And I have a really cool scenario, if you don't mind me sharing. I sit down there 110, row 10. There's a lot of activities there in the end zone. And typically when there's a celebration at halftime, things kind of start getting going before the end of the half. I'd love to see Terry score in our end zone with Santana there getting ready to go out for the Ring of Fame ceremony. And that would just be icing on the cake of the first half in the offseason. Commanders win 34-14. Let's go.
There you go. I like it, Rusty. Thanks, buddy. Love 20, to see Terry in the end zone.
20-point victory and his confidence level is only 8 out of 10. What would it be if it were 10 out of 10?
Eli's in D.C. Eli, how confident are you?
I'm very confident. Thanks for taking my call, fellas. I don't know if we take doing half, maybe like 8.5, 8 to 8.5. I feel like in the early part of the season is where the raw elite athletes, they show big time as teams try to adjust and get just prepared on what it looks like when you're facing other guys. And I just think, like for an example, you saw Jalen Hurts put his team on his back because I think early Dallas came out with a little bit more that I think that they thought that they could give them in certain aspects. So you saw him be able to just put, with his athleticism, just put the team on his back and score to, situationally. I said, wow, how he's able to calm the waters. And I think we have that type of situation at quarterback. When you have that player, it's just like, I like our elite athletes. I like Debo and Terry, what they can bring. I like athleticism at on the line. I think Bates is going to be real helpful for us in his first week, because that's six guys right there. You talk about a front seven. If we can get our line and Bates to take care of six and then run Debo and run some different guys at that seventh guy, I think we can start really bleeding into their secondary and really start messing them up. So I'm excited, man. I'm really just excited to see our athletes be elite and perform at a high level, because that's what this time is about. They're going to get there. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, buddy. I'm not going to say what Wes wrote down for line one. Jesus is on the line from Arizona. Jesus, what's your confidence level, bro?
What's going on?
Hey, man. First time caller. Love the show, guys.
Appreciate you, man.
But I'm a 10.
10? A freaking 10?
10. 10. Easy.
10? Easy. Why?
Come on, man. It's time. JD5's the difference.
There you have it. Thank you, Zeus.
When's the last time, not in my lifetime, certainly, that you can go into a game and you say you're confident and then just say two words and it's the quarterback's name? Like, in my lifetime, you've never been able to go into a game, even against the worst team in the NFL, whatever. What, like, you couldn't do it with Kirk. You couldn't do it with RG3. You're not going to step in and go, oh, yeah, 10 out of 10 confidence. Why? Jaden Daniels. You can say it now.
You don't think there was a period of the Robert era where people were saying that?
Maybe when they were going on their win streak, but certainly not after 2012.
Yeah. The 91 team, you weren't around for it, Toby, but you felt extreme confidence every week, but it wasn't necessarily ripping. It was just the organization. It was just they were just such a freight train.
Yeah, one of the greatest teams of all time.
Right. Let's go to my guy Zeke. Zeke was at MGM last night. Zeke, what up, man?
Hey, what up, JP? I had a great time, man.
Yeah, it was good to see you, man.
It was good to see you guys as well. And I was glad that the Cowboys kept it close, because I made a little money last night. I give it about an 8 out of a 10. I'm confident, but it's a divisional game. You see what happened with the Eagles-Cowboys last night. The Cowboys came out with a little bit more fire than I thought they would. And I'm thinking the Giants will come out with a little bit more fire, but we have JD5. That's the difference in the whole game to me. I think it'll be close, and I think we'll win because of him. Oh, one other thing, JP.
Yo.
Go ahead and put your mortgage payment on the church, man. Malik ain't nothing but the truth.
I love it. I don't know if my wife agrees, but I love it. Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate you, bud. White Brian, give me the first half line for Commanders Giants. Let's go to Nicole is in Arlington. What's up, Nicole?
Hey, how's it going? First time caller, avid listener. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And let me be clear. When I say the boys are talking ball, that's just like people, not just boys.
Thank you. So my confidence level is an 8, but I have some thoughts on the game from last night and what I'm looking for on Sunday. So first, I have a different take on Dak and CD. I think that the first half, Dak threw it behind CD almost every single play. CD was absolutely amazing, and it was totally due to the fact that he created just yards of separation, and he really made Dak look good. It obviously fell apart after the weather delay, but Dak threw terrible balls, and CD really picked up his mess for most of that first half. But in that same vein, the secondary of the Eagles was awful. So they have a lot of people that are out or traded, just a lot weaker than I expected. But I have no question that our offense is going to be fantastic, but I still do have questions about our defense. I know we've made a lot of moves, but this game on Sunday with New York, I think, will kind of dictate how the rest of the season's going to go.
Thank you, Nicole. It's going to be fun. Nicole's confident. You know who doesn't throw the ball behind his receivers?
Jaden Daniels.
Thank you, Nicole. Let's go to Shane is in New York. Shane, how confident are you, dude?
I'm by JP. Hey, look, I'm about 7 out of 10, man. It's still the Giants, right? Every time we play them, it's like the old SEC. You got to throw the records out. Every time we play them, they almost should have won. They had some questionable calls there with the field goal, with the offsides. Like, they give us a fit. It doesn't matter. But I do think number 5 is going to be back there, and he's going to take us to victory. But I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like a 27-21, defensive struggle. But you know what? The secondary, like Nicole said, I'm curious about the secondary and see what they do. I ain't worried about the offense. The offense is going to do their thing.
I'm worried about that secondary and that old defense.
Appreciate you, bud. Thanks, Shane.
Are you buying? Because the secondary was probably, in terms of at training camp, maybe not in the preseason games, but at the practices, they were a standout group. Are you buying that the secondary is good, or was that McLaurin's not on the practice field and they're going against Chris Moore?
I don't know. I don't know that one, Toby, because McLaurin and Noah Brown weren't there, and a lot of those dudes aren't on the team and probably aren't on other teams.
Yeah.
But I really like what I saw from Trey. We've seen Mikey do it on the field, and I think Lattimore looks fully healthy. If you're on hold, stay there. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Welcome back, B. Mitch and Finley. Final couple minutes. We'll get you our predictions here in just a second. But Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
There you have it, folks. Thank you to all the callers. We're going to run out of time because we're off a little early with the Nats game. Let's all do scores, and then let's check out how we did on our bets. Where you at, Toby?
I'll go 27-14 Washington.
Mulligatawny.
35-10 Commanders.
Mr. Wes, young man. Wes, how old are you?
I am 22.
Of course you are.
I didn't realize you were going to come to me, but thank you.
Yeah.
It's an honor. All right. Commanders.
Wes really keeps his composure well.
I'll do 24-13.
24-13 and White Brian.
24-23 New York Giants.
Boo.
Boo this man. 30-18 Washington.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
But if you're looking for a number that I don't necessarily hate, Giants +3.5 in the first half. I don't hate that. I can see this being tight early. Everybody comes out a little tight. Defense shows up. I can see this being a little tight early.
How quick do you think McLaurin starts?
Like, is he out there to start the game?
No.
What do you mean?
Is he going to be involved early? Is he going to be noticeable? Or is it going to be something where it's a little bit?
I won't be shocked if the first play of the game is a bubble to Terry.
Yeah.
Just so that storyline is over.
I kind of feel like he's going to be fine. Maybe he's a limited snap count, but I don't think so, dude. I don't think you're going to look back at the end of the game and look and be like, oh, yeah, Terry started slow.
I totally agree. Shout out to my man Greg Austin. He just chimed in the YouTube chat and said, JP, you suck. Appreciate you, bud. Sound like a real positive fella.
Shout out, Greg.
Let's make some bets, Landy. Maybe. Shout out to Greg Austin. You told